want to welcome you to the radio ministry of Church of the Promise in Iway, Louisiana, with Pastors Dwayne and Cindy Daigle. We're a non-denominational Bible teaching ministry with a passion to help God's people find their place in the kingdom of God. We want you to know that your life counts and that God wants to give you a hope and a future. We trust that you'll be both blessed and challenged by today's message. Here is Pastor Daigle.
Cindy and I would like to say thank you to all of those who have contributed to this ministry, making this broadcast possible.
Tune in to hear an encouraging word by Pastor Cindy Daigle. We pray this is a blessing to your life.
In the outside world, when you start to manifest the promises of God in you, well, you know, you look real good. And people think, oh, well, they're so smart, they're so talented, they're so this, they're so that. No, they're not. They've just been praying because they came with their lack to the throne of God. And God said, you're not lacking anything. I'll give you everything you need for life and godliness. That's a promise in the Word of God. Right? When you read the Word of God, you gain this knowledge, but knowledge alone is not where you stop. You have to put it into practice. And so what has to happen is you got your spirit. My pastor, Brother Holton, called it our knower. And you got to know in your knower. What? How do you get to know in your knower? Is by talking to the Lord about everything. So we talk to Him, and then there's a response because you're talking to Him. You know, God doesn't believe in atheists. And I'm going to tell you why. My scriptural proof for that is that everyone has been given a measure of faith. So if you ever get somebody tells you they don't believe in God, just say, you don't believe in what? And they'll say, God. What is that? God, what is that? Oh, you know, that's the one who created everything. See, you do believe in Him because you can't even define something you don't believe in. You know why? Because God gave them a measure of faith. Now, they don't like what they think He is. It's because they don't know Him. If they knew Him, wouldn't they believe in Him? Absolutely. Now, how do you get to know something that you think doesn't exist? Well, you know, you think He doesn't exist because you have hardened your heart and you're so far away from connection with Him because you got this crusty wall around yourself. Well, when you take that wall down by talking to Him, it's just that instant. Just talk to him. And He answers. And it's not a creepy, scary out the corner of the room. A voice is going to boom, boom, boom into your life, right? That would be freaky. We would be totally freaked out. No, He speaks right into your spirit. But not right away if you got a crusty, hardened unbelief. First, you got to repent. So there's got to be some conviction and things have to happen. He's got to kind of let you know that you're distant from Him. But you already know that, but you haven't acknowledged it. And so there's a little bit of a process for people that I was there, right? And so I took the Word of God. You know, most of y'all think that we were just hatched super Christians. No. Maybe some of y'all don't think that at all. But no, we're practicing our faith. That's why we're doing what we're doing. We just obeying God. And that's why you're doing what you're doing. So when Amy was talking this morning, I just love that. You know what she's doing? She's occupying her calling. Then Tammy came and she was just kind of talking about some of those things too. Just occupying their calling. Just occupying being a Christian. That's how you do it. You just say, Lord, I don't know how. And then He just says, and He gives you knowing. He doesn't talk with words, doesn't have big long conversations like I'm having right here. He just lets you know. You just suddenly know. So some people say, well, it's like He's talking to my thoughts. Kind of. But it's not up here. It's in your spirit, and it just kind of gets uploaded. And you suddenly know, and you know that you know. You're as certain about that as you are that 1 + 1 = 2. You're certain about it, and you won't move from it. Because when your faith is activated like that, you don't change your mind. Nobody can change your mind. You're absolutely convinced that's your faith that is activated. Receive the knowledge of God, and you won't move from it. You can't make that happen by thinking it something into being. You can't just say, okay, well, the Bible says this, and okay, memorize it. Make yourself believe that. No, you go, okay, Lord, the Word says this. And ask Him for that confirmation. I'm reading this. Lord, am I understanding this right? Does this mean I can do all things through You, that You'll strengthen me? and he'll confirm it. The Spirit of God will just give you that foundation of faith that says, yes, I've been waiting for you to believe me for this. Here it is. Yes. He'll just say yes to what you're, and it's done. And then you know it. Now you start to operate in it. You don't try to be good. You don't get yourself a short list. Look, don't get yourself a short list and then try to keep that short list. Don't even do it. Do not write yourself, okay, well, this week I'm going to stop smoking. This week I'm going to stop chasing whatever. This week I'm going to stop being so caught up with money. This week I'm going to stop drinking, doing drugs, whatever your things are in your life that you're, I'm going to stop being mad at my spouse. I'm going to stop fussing at my kids. I'm going to stop getting mad at the school. You know, whatever's going on, my boss is not as big a jerk as I want to say he is. You know, whatever's going on in your life that you're struggling with and you know it's wrong already, you don't need to get a short list and say, I'm going to overcome that. What you need to do is just ask the Lord what he thinks. You know, you might be right and your boss might be a jerk and the Lord might say, yeah, he's a jerk. I've been trying to reach that guy for a long time. So pray for him. And then you won't feel guilty for thinking he was a jerk. Your conscience will be clean again. And then now, Lord, well, what do I pray? Well, you might not know what that guy's been through and what's kept him divided. And maybe you're wrong and that guy is doing God's will and you're not. You can't find that out if you're not talking to the Lord. So you got to talk to him. So this morning, I just want to tell you, your deliverance is in the house. Your freedom is right now. It's not tomorrow. It's not at noon after service is over. It's not next week or next year. It's right now in this moment. Your freedom is as close as God is for you. And how close is he? He's in your heart if you're born again. You don't have to go looking up into the mountains or descend in the depths of hell. That's what the scripture says. You don't have to dive to the bottom of the ocean or go across to another land. He's right here. And it's by the very words of your mouth, right there in your heart, just agreeing with him. Just talking to him, letting your knower connect with heaven, letting his knowledge be your knowledge. Amen? So let's stand to our feet. And as we recognize the presence of God, the power of God that's in this house right now, the power of God that could speak. Listen, when the word left his mouth, let there be light. His power surge can still be seen. Scientists have found a field of radiation on the outer rim of the universe. And they found out that that field of radiation on the outer end of the universe, that means it was first, is light. And some people still don't believe. His power is still out there in a field of radiation by one spoken word. And you think he doesn't have power to deal with you? He's withholding his power. He's holding back and waiting for you to tap into his word, his creative word. So what is it that you're limiting him in? What is it you're saying God can't do or won't do? What is it that you've decided that you know more than him about? We got to just, no, I don't know, Lord. I will obey. What is it? What is it that you've given up on? Who is it that you thought is hopeless? What situation is it that you've decided? Take your decision and put it on the altar and say, Lord, I don't know, but you know all things. My faith is weak. My love is like, I'm not sure it exists, but you say you see something. So I'm going to take my faith that you gave me. I'm going to believe you right now in this moment. Right now, I'm going to believe you, not by what I say it can be, but just to hear your voice. I want to hear you, because when I hear you, then I know I have, right? If you say it, it's a done deal. It's settled. If you speak it, then it will exist, and I'll couple my faith with that. You need to take the word of God and stir your faith into it. Knead your faith into the word of God. Mix it in. Until you begin to hear it and see it and know it. And then you will please God. You know, that's the whole purpose of our existence. It's not for him to please us. The whole purpose of our existence is to please him. And how do we please God? By faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. What kind of faith? A faith that talks and doesn't do nothing? A religious system that just lines up with all the other religious systems? Is our faith just some? No, faith is the living connection, the foundation of what connects you to the power of God and what allows a reply that God says, that's pleasing to my heart. Your faith is stirring heaven. Your faith brings great joy to the Father. Your faith brings you and catapults you to the love of God and lets love manifest in you. And that is a miracle, because there is no love in you on your own. There's only your own pleasure and satisfaction. But when you connect to the Spirit of God, then love can begin to manifest in you, and it's going to grow in a process. So quit looking at your neighbor and judging your neighbor because they lack. Go look in the mirror. You lack. But then God says you lack nothing because I've given you everything you need. But you got to bridge the gap, because it's not in you. It's in him. So right now in this moment, just step over out of your understanding and step into understanding him, into hearing him. And that pleases his heart. That brings him such joy. He's just waiting for you to bridge that gap and connect and say, Lord, 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 that authority is greater than any president, greater than your local laws, greater than your husband. Lord, Lord, what do you say? Father, the God Almighty, my Father, what do you say? What do you say to these matters? What do you say about these situations? What does your word declare? Speak it. Agree with it. Move into that. Get out of your understanding. Your understanding is nothing but doubt and fear and hatred, and there's nothing good in it. Move out of that. What does his understanding declare?
Hello, this is Pastor Dwayne. I would like to take a few moments to say thank you to those who have written in or called in or just let us know that you've been blessed by this program. Your prayers and encouragement compel us to keep pressing forward. We're also very thankful for those who have sent financial support, both businesses and private individuals. You know who you are. It's truly a joy providing this program for you. We've been amazed at the wide variety of folks who say that they have been impacted by the message brought to you here. From those who are incarcerated to police officers, from business owners to homemakers, from farmers to legislators, we know that we have a mandate from the Lord to preach the no-compromise, straightforward gospel truth, and that is what we've strived to do. If you've been blessed by this radio program in some way, please continue to pray for us, and we would also love to hear from you. You could call or write or even friend us on Facebook. We love to post inspirational thoughts daily. Send your Facebook request to Pastor Dwayne Daigle. And as the Lord lays it on your heart, by all means, your financial gift of any size would be a great blessing. Thank you so much for helping us to take ground for the kingdom of God.
Pastors Dwayne and Cindy would like to thank you for joining us today. We trust that your life has been enriched by the Word of God. We want to encourage you to get plugged into a life-giving church in your area. If you'd like to contact us, you may do so at area code 337-582-2090. If you'd like to write to us or send financial support for this program, you may send it to 350 Highway 165, Iway, Louisiana, 70647. You may also email us at cotp@centurytel.net. Church of the Promise is located approximately 10 miles east of Lake Charles and 1/2 mile south of I-10 at exit 44. Our service times are 10:30 Sunday morning and 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings. Until next time, remember, you are loved and your life is worth living.